When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Own.
Roger, JP Show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025.
So this thing, I guess some Chinese, I guess the Chinese swim team.
Yeah.
They just medaled.
Yes.
And they had been suspended for doping.
Mm-hmm.
It says the legendary Michael Phelps is calling on anyone who has been caught doping to never be allowed to compete again in the Olympics. The hardline stance from the swimming great came in the wake of a doping scandal involving Chinese swimmers that only came to light earlier this year. 9 swimmers who tested positive for a banned substance ahead of the Olympics in Tokyo have won medals in this year's games in Paris.
Wow.
Which has not sat well with other competitors, including Phelps and Brit Adam Petty.
So even though they're clean now, They weren't in the past. And they're like, why would you let them compete?
We don't know.
Well, they get tested.
Yeah, but a lot of times they'll do the tests during and they don't get the results till after.
Well, that's
and
all a that dumb kind of, system, isn't it?
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you.
That worked out.
And he's saying, and I agree with him wholeheartedly. Like, yeah. If you test positive, you should never be allowed to come back and compete again. It's that simple, cut and dry. I couldn't agree with him more. It's like, he's like, one and done. That's it. It's over. And maybe you can appeal your test. But if that's not a deterrent to keep, you know, people, I mean, I would think the only people that would then gamble are the ones that were fringe to try to make the team and get the experience. That would be the only thing that made sense because
high reward,
not right,
little to lose.
Right.
Right. If you're from Moldova or something.
All right. But I agree with him. Absolutely, wholeheartedly. If you test positive, game over.
There's been some noise about this like the last week, but it's not from Michael Phelps. That's why now it's really coming to the top. Because other people have mentioned, like, swimmers are like, we don't know who we're competing against. We don't know, like, why are we and I didn't look below, like, the basic headline.
Correct.
But that's what the quotes were like. Like, we don't know exactly who these people are because we don't know what's in their bodies.
Right. I bet you could say that. Before. But you could say that for any sport at any time.
But they were caught before. So I guess that's the thing. They've done it before. So.
Right, but it doesn't say what their penalty was either here. It says, in total, 23 Chinese swimmers tested positive for a banned substance before the Tokyo Games, and it was only acknowledged publicly by the World Anti-Doping Agency and World Aquatics after it came out in the media this year. So were they suspended for that Olympics, or did they compete?
Yeah, why is it secret?
Shoddy journalism.
They should be transparent.
Again, Monica, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says the two agencies accepted an explanation from the Chinese. Here it is.
Oh.
From the Chinese that tainted food was the cause of the positive tests.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
No, right?
Who's buying that?
We 23 of us all ate poppy seed bagels the day of the test. This guy, Petey, P-E-A-T-Y, voiced his own frustrations over the situation on Sunday after China won the men's 4x100-meter medley, and Phelps said the Chinese swimmers should not have been allowed to compete in this year's Olympic Games. Phelps said that during his time competing in the Olympics, he underwent extra testing to eliminate any doubt about his victories heading into 2008 Olympics in Beijing. You know what's funny?
That's kind of
2008 smart. Is so long ago, and I feel like if he felt like it, give him 8 weeks, and he could jump in the pool and kick most of these people's ass. I have no idea how old he is.
He may tell you otherwise.
I have no idea how old he is. Yeah. I don't know, you know, what it takes to really be at that level of swimming. But I do feel like since we've seen nothing like him,
Yeah.
I'm not saying he would gold medal in everything,
I bet
you he could walk away with something.
16 years later.
Yes.
Well, that was from that Olympics. I don't know when the last Olympics he participated in.
Oh, true.
Muscle memory. His body would just be like, I guess it's time again. Let's go.
Right. He would just have to drop the weight. Drop the weight and get the lung capacity. And I'm like, it's not like you forget how to do it.
True.
You know? If he's got no injuries, again, I'm just riffing here.
No, I understand.
But I feel like all things equal, his body works, no shoulder issues, no injuries, no no surgeries, right, no none
shape.
Of that.
Yeah.
I'm like, this guy could probably give up his Big Macs for 2 months, jump in the pool, and kick 75% of their asses.
Right. Somebody's. Right.
Right.
These quote Olympians.
He may not be able to get the
somebody.
Like whoever the elite of the elite is now, but those guys that squeaked in, they, you know, most of those people that are competing because they want to compete, they got to the Olympics, he'll wipe his... He'll kick all their ass.
Think about, first of all.
You can kick it, you can't wipe it.
I'd watch it.
The two different sets of people there are. The one set is like, man, I can't believe Michael Phelps hasn't swam in the Olympics in however many years. I still lost to the guy. And then think of the people who did beat him because, you know, he hasn't been in the Olympics in forever. And they're like, I beat Michael Phelps. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Even though, you know, ass.
Yeah,
but
blank
still.
Years later.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was also, I forget, when he left, he was like, if he never went in a pool again when he was done with the Olympics, he was like, if I never swim again, I'll be fine. Because he just got...
Right, he's done with it.
He learned to hate it.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. You know,
he's done, yeah.
That could hurt his motivation. But that's kind of a cool hypothetical thing.
He probably just has to show up places and get paid, right? Like, he's not actually ever going to work, right? He's probably going around doing motivational speeches of what it takes to be the greatest and that kind of thing.
If I'm him, absolutely. You got two or three of those in the can. Just read whichever one you want that time.
Right. And now you just use AI.
Yeah. Mm. He's probably got them all written. They probably sound
just
great.
Just go into...
And he's Michael Phelps.
ChatGPT. What would Michael Phelps say it takes to be a champion?
Right.
Give me 20 minutes worth of copy.
And he doesn't proof it, and then it says,
right.
And he got caught with drug paraphernalia and a bong.
Oh! But he was able to overcome. That's when you put the papers away. But I was able to overcome.
Which is what I want to teach you, kids.
The media, the tainted media, the mainstream media wanted to see me suffer. Not on my watch. He said, quote, if everybody is not going through that same testing, I have a serious problem because it means the level of sport is not fair and it's not even.
Yeah.
If you're taking that risk, you don't belong in here. Simple as that. He's right.
It was solid.
Go ahead and go to the cheater games. Keep the Olympics about integrity.
Right. Remember those? Right. Why not?
I'm dying to see the cheater games. I want to see, like, how far a javelin goes in the Olympics. And then let these juiced up monsters get their hands on a javelin. Let's see what the distance is.
I was watching shot put the other day, and those guys are gigantic.
Yeah.
And they were setting records. And, of course, the American guys, the two of them are both excellent. But you're right. If that involved steroids and some sort of doping thing.
It's just fun. Yeah. I'm not saying we should take it seriously.
Nobody's ever thrown the shot.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying to watch it or go like to take any of it seriously.
No, but
no. But for entertainment value?
Yeah.
Why not?
And they could have a line, you know how they do the graphics. They have a line, non-doping record. And then see what happens
with the
guys on the drugs. See if they can beat the non-doping record. They probably would quite easily.
Or take like Katie Ledecky and throw her in a pool with some juiced up German. You know, East German
sounds like the Olympics in the 70s.
Yeah, gee, I see the other headline. I thought it was one you don't see all the time. So this guy's name, he's an American dude.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was born in Indiana. His name is Mondo Duplantis, he's a pole vaulter for Sweden. So I guess he must be able to show lineage, and he's competing for Sweden.
Yeah.
He set a record at the pole vault, and it says American Mondo Duplantis kisses girlfriend, punches teammate in the face in wild scene while celebrating record setting pole vault for Sweden. Yeah, he went up, I guess, and he just went to go celebrate with him. It was like boom.
right in the face. That's pretty funny. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that was a good headline.
That's nice. That's great.
Kisses girlfriend, punches teammate.
That might be the headline of the Olympics.
I'll say.
I like it. Well, it's fun. I'll tell you, every night I kind of tune in before bed and skip around to see what's on. A lot of times I'll run into Brazil against, you know, Moldova's basketball team and it's no good. Or I'll see handball, which is a stupid sport. But sometimes I come in right in with the track and field or the swimming, which seems to be the best to watch.
Yeah.
And the highlights. And they give me all of it. And it's awesome.
I mean, I was watching the highlights the pole vaulting yesterday.
It's amazing. I didn't see any of that. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's fun, and I don't care necessarily about pole vaulting, but it's just watching these athletes who you know have put so much effort into this one, you know, there's however many chances they get, and to hit the pole one time or to, you know, it's crazy. And then I was watching the women's sprinting, I guess. I don't know how many yards or meters or whatever, but these girls,
How fast are they?
Good right? God.
Right? When they have the camera right next to them as they're going by them and you see the speed at which their legs are pumping like this.
It's impossible.
It's like a machine. It's like a Terminator.
Right.
It's pretty intense.
It's fun to watch. I have no...
Usain Bolt said something like, there was a quote that said, I trained four years to run 9 seconds.
Yeah. That's
good
it.
Point.
I mean...
That's intense.
Think about that. I trained 4 years to run right. 9 seconds.
Right. And not F it up on that
He's got to make his body go as fast as it possibly can in that time. For 4 years, it takes that much time to get his body to do that.
Right.
And then I remember, I think like after he won all his medals, he's like, you know what? I'm going to go play. And he had like a tryout with Manchester United.
Oh, yeah.
Like he tried to play in the Premier League. It didn't work out.
Mm. Weren't they talking about it one time? Wouldn't it be like just a great wide, if they could make him a wide receiver? Wouldn't that be amazing?
They were talking about also. Yeah, I don't know if he's tall enough for wide receiver, but he wanted to be a soccer player.
Mm.
Football, sorry.
Of course. Mm. Well, Olympics end on Sunday.
This football game sucks.
Do they Sunday? What?
The 11th.
Oh, no.
Isn't that Sunday? Yeah. Tom Cruise is supposed to do some sort of stunt.
Yeah.
At closing ceremony. So.
I don't want to see that. I want to see more Olympics. What's going to happen? What are we going to... Because that's constantly on. If nothing else is on, there's Olympics. Like, no
it's been like five
two
months.
Words. Two words. Preseason football. Okay. There you go, Mama.
Never mind. Screw you, Olympics. Yeah. Aren't you done
college,
yet?
And what's college football's got to be started, what, 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, yeah. The 31st, the Bulls.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, Bulls block party. That's in that's Saturday, August 17th. Take over Ybor completely. Did I tell you about this?
Wow, that's great.
Oh, it is the most fun ever.
Prediction.
What?
You get felt up that day.
Oh, my God.
Really? Really? Are you putting it out there? Are you manifesting a feel up at the Bulls block party?
Because I don't think you'll take them home, but I think you'll meet somebody, you'll make out, and you get felt up a little bit.
First of all.
And I think you'll slam the brakes on it.
Well, probably. I mean, filling up is nice and all, but then I don't even know who you are, sir. But also, you might be right, and here's why. First of all, I did it last year. It's the most fun ever. We take over Ybor, just Bulls fans everywhere, green and gold, coaches there. It's awesome. Anyway, this year, because of my experience last year, Dell and I have a hotel room in Ybor. So there's no driving. There's just stumbling to the hotel, it's on.
Wow.
Someone's touching your tatas.
You can make a parlay bet out of this.
I can get that.
How many different things could happen?
I will get felt up. I will make out, and I will reject someone in that order.
Mm-hmm. No, you will reject.
Could all those things happen?
Like your body will want to do more, but your overthinking mind will slam the brakes on it.
Well, what if I'm drunk though? Because I will be drunk.
Okay. You won't do a one night stand. You're not going to do it at 52.
What?
Do you know what I'm saying? Like if you've never done it until now, or you did it when you're in your 20s and you haven't done it since, and you're in a dry spell of damn near a year, you're not going to do a one night stand. Yeah. I don't care what you tell me.
And Del will keep me in like she won't let me because I won't want to. But if I'm drunk, I'm like, ah, screw.
That's a friend you got to get rid of.
She won't let you cheapen yourself. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I want her to make me not
trade her out. Bring in Lori, and it's a whole different ballgame.
Oh,
I'd end up having a threesome in the hotel room if Lori.
Right.
She'll cheer you on.
Yeah.
Those are friends.
Hold the camera.
Those are friends. Or your hair, one or the other.
Right? Why are we turning in Bulls block party is wholesome fun. It is not.
Suddenly it's a porn.
I always let you know where I think you have opportunities to meet somebody.
Yeah, because it'll be a lot of Bulls fans.
Exactly.
And there's it's a lot of alumni. So it's not like it's just, you know, students or whatever. It's a lot of alumni. It starts at like noon, I think. And then it goes all until you just don't want to go anymore.
Right.
Good news is that the money that everybody's paying goes to the scholarships for students and stuff like that. So a lesson.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
F those kids.
Hey. F those kids who can't pay for an education and want to get an education.
Yep.
Bitches.
Okay, so now I have to like, not that I wasn't going to, but like now I feel like I need to pick out a cute bra. Like I need to do things now. I need to make a little preparation.
It's so complicated.
You should always be doing that. Because you never know what's going to happen.
Panties?
It's like that old adage, you should always be wearing clean underwear in case you get into an accident and you're in an ambulance.
Or maybe you should just always wear clean underwear because why are you wearing dirty underwear? Like maybe do it anyway.
I'm just saying, make sure that just in case anything happens, you don't want to be judged. There you go.
I'll be fine. I'm fine. But I just want to like maybe put on perfume, maybe, you know, touch up the area.
I shouldn't have to be telling you this.
I know.
That's the problem.
It is. That's the whole problem. But maybe that'll change on Saturday. I'm excited about your prediction. It didn't even enter my mind that anything like that would happen at all.
Now you got a big circle on the 17th. I can't wait.
Right. I do. What about, let me ask you this. So this Saturday is USF Day at the Rays. I'm going with some Latino Alumni Society people. So there will be a bunch of you, and we're having a social beforehand, getting together. Yeah, that's us at Fergs. So will
like
there
six at a time.
Will there be a will there be an opportunity
excuse
for me?
Excuse me.
Right. Why am I, it's a lot of you.
What a crowd.
What am I doing?
No, there won't be an opportunity because you're going to be at a game in a stadium, and it's very difficult to sit. We're doing the social beforehand,
the little pregame.
I know.
Okay.
No, you're not going to do that because you're not going to be in that space yet. It's going to take you a little while to get to where you need to be.
All right, then the following Saturday is my hair. I will have fresh new do, though.
Got you, girl.
Let's do this.
All right.
I'm getting felt up, people. Woo! Do I get ding if I get felt up?
Yes.
Yeah. More motivation.
You should have a t-shirt, something like that, like Get Felt 24.
Right.
You know, something like that.
JP says, touch me.
Why are we bringing JP into it? Let's know.
Because I did. Okay. You know, you can steal the credit. Whoever you got to
do. Well, I might ruin the groove.
Yeah, exactly. I'll give you all the credit in the world for predicting it, but I don't need your name afterwards on my shirt.
Okay.
Just put it on your bra.
Your way hasn't. All I'm saying is your way hasn't been working.
Facts.
Roger, JP. It's 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio, 135 Top 10 List. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.